Deceitful and perverse is our heart, more than all things. Who will know it? This is a strong word, isn't it? It is a word, an advice that the Lord gives us in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Yes, it talks about the heart. Although this advice is somewhat strong, it is a great truth. Generally, when we go through difficulties, many of us have listened to the advice, do what your heart tells you to do, or go with the moment, go with what your heart tells you. Some people, the first thing they ask you is, what's in your heart? Allow yourself to go with it. These words sound lovely, they sound right. But the problem is that the heart of a man who has not known God is a heart that is going to make decisions based on his life experience, based on the circumstances he has lived, and based on his own knowledge. A heart that is not aligned to God's will is a heart that is said to be fragmented. Hence, the prophet Jeremiah gave us this advice: the heart is deceitful. This is part of the same advice that Jesus gave at a certain moment when he was sitting at the table about to eat with his disciples. A few Pharisees were there, and they got up and said to Jesus, "Why is it that your disciples do not respect our custom regarding the washing of hands before eating?" This was too much, because they were watching everyone except themselves. But I am not going to discuss that point. The point I want to discuss is as follows. They criticized the disciples because they considered that the external could affect them and that their culture or their tradition had to be fulfilled because it was a priority. But a culture may be good, a tradition may be good, but it may never be better, right? May never be better than God's truth. Neither occupy first place in our lives. For them, tradition was so powerful that they wanted everyone to live up to those traditions, even above what God really wanted. Hence, since Jesus knew their hearts, he interrupts the moment and teaches them something that I like. Don't you realize that the food you introduce into your body cannot contaminate you? Of course, Jesus was not talking about the body, because someone considering hygiene standards, right, will say, but how can Jesus say that what they were eating could not affect them physically if they did not wash their hands and did not follow hygiene standards, right? Of course, it could affect you, but Jesus was not criticizing this custom of hand washing. Rather, he was criticizing their intention of accusing and motivating people to think that the disciples were not subjecting to this tradition, right? So they would not be well received. The problem was not the hygiene. The problem was their intention. Therefore, Jesus focuses on their intention and begins to talk about the heart, because every good or bad intention comes from the heart. And it is here where we will now understand Jeremiah's advice and why many times telling people to do what their heart tells them or asking them what is their heart feeling and encouraging them to go with this feeling is a serious mistake. And it could be the most dangerous advice that you could receive. You will now learn why. It is because a man's heart is very changeable. And when it's not subjected to anything, it simply reacts by emotion. To react by emotion, my beloved friend, is like riding a train and expecting the train cars to lead the train, while it should be the locomotive where the engine is found. A car train attempting to lead the train will cause the train to get off the tracks. Hence, I can ask you in this beautiful early morning, how many problems we would have avoided today if we would not have reacted emotionally? Our heart easily gets carried away by something that feels lovely, but often it makes us to be subjective rather than objective and end up not doing what God wants us to do because we get carried away by emotion. Of course, we are emotional beings. It's not that being emotional is bad. The root of the problem lies in your emotions occupying the place that God should occupy in our life in terms of the control and the direction we should receive so we can live our life in a correct manner. How many times we have let ourselves get carried away by what our heart says? I am giving you a practical example. Imagine that you had a stormy relationship. It ended and you promised yourself that no one was going to hurt you ever again. So you were never going to trust anyone again. When God sends you the correct person, you do not know what to do. Someone comes and asks you, what does your heart tell you? What is your heart going to tell you? It's going to tell you to watch out because you do not want to go through the same thing again. Am I making myself understood now? How many people have taken their own life recently? You would say, Pastor, you like tragedy. No, we are facing a reality that we cannot avoid. The reality of a pandemic. That certainly destabilized many people. And even many who were considering to believe in the Lord, to believe in God, it shook their ground in such a manner that they had been looking forward to throw in the towel. Many gave up before beginning, and others have not been able to endure. Some have been discouraged. Others have fallen into despair, uncertainty, anxiety. Some have even been knocking at the door of going crazy. And the question is, why do we react in such a manner? Because we allow ourselves to be guided mainly by the heart than by God. Hence, Jesus, as he was talking to them, says, the problem is not found in what enters your mouth. Do you know why? Jesus said to them, don't you realize that the food you introduce into your body cannot contaminate you? Food does not enter your heart. Instead, it goes through the stomach and ends in the sewer. By saying this, he declared that all kind of food is acceptable to the eyes of God. Well, there is a parenthesis. And in verse 20, he added, it is what comes out of the heart of man, from his interior, that contaminates. In a few words, he was telling them, what you have to wash more than your hands is you. Because maybe my disciples did not wash their hands before eating according to the custom. But you have not washed your interior. And it is awful. Yes, it is awful when we do not wash our heart. Because if we could take an x-ray of what is inside of you, everything that you have lived and everything that you have kept in your heart will come out. Therefore, Jesus expresses why the problem is inside man. Look what he says in Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Because from the inside of the heart of the person, bad thoughts come out. Sexual immorality, robbery, murder, or adultery. Also, greed, wickedness, deceit, sensual desires, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All this vileness comes from within. It is these that contaminates. If everything comes from within, imagine doing what your heart tells me. What will I do? It is here where we make a serious mistake. Of course, there are moments when doing what is in our heart is important to do. But, and here I want to make a noticeably big statement, only when our heart is not ruled by what this world has taught us. Only when it's subjected to God's heart, because then everything changes. Yes, everything changes. Some people say, but one thing is to think with our head and another thing to think with our heart. No, we cannot make a separation between the head and the heart. They both work hand in hand. Therefore, it is important that when we surrender our life to God and recognize that separated from Him, we can do nothing, He takes the main seat. He takes first place in our life. Hence, it is important for me to ask you today, which is the place that God occupies in your heart? Because depending on your answer, He will have a voice and vote in your life. Or do you still have the control of your life? One way to know an answer to yourselves, this truth, or this great question under a great truth, is to examine what has been your reaction when you face circumstances that have presented to you in life recently. Do you get grumpy, upset? Do you become problematic? Do you worry? If so, you have to begin to reconsider, to rethink your life. You remember, don't you? Jesus might be inside your life, of course. But what place does He occupy? Where have you placed Him? He is a gentleman. He has given us free will, and although you invite Him into your life today, I want to extend this invitation to you. Do not treat Jesus as one more guest in your house. Make him the Lord of your house. And doing this changes everything, absolutely everything. Because when God occupies that first place and becomes the Lord of your house, then he is in control. And although your heart may have been mistreated, although your heart may have been beaten up, although you have a fragmented heart and think you will not be loved, and have other thoughts flying around over your head, you will see how the Father, how Jesus, with his love, begins to pick up each fragment of your heart and begins building it again. I assure you that everything will be different. Do not wait around. Actually, do not wait for everything around you to change. It is important to start from the inside. You can wash your hands and continue living your life the same way. Or you can wash your heart, and I assure you that everything will be different. But listen to me well. It will not be different because things change and because God changes situations. It will be different because you will be in the position where your heart does not decide anymore. So you will not see things the way a heart sees. You will not see things the way a fragmented heart sees. You will not see things the way an aching heart sees. You will not see things and will not make decisions the way an offended heart does. You will see things from the position Jesus sees them, with a heart that has been loved, restored, forgiven, and approved. This is so important because when God rules your heart, here I can tell you, it will not be deceitful, because now the one who created you rules your life and he's good and faithful. Attempting to do things our way and our heart's way is allowing ourselves to be carried away by everything that is sinful, and by everything that does not please God. Because at the end, my beloved brothers and sisters, separated from God, we cannot do anything. And as human beings, we carry a seed that Adam and Eve left to us, a seed called sin. And Jesus said it very well. A house divided against itself does not prosper. Therefore, sin does not throw out sin. So the heart, because it contains that seed, is deceitful and perverse. What decisions are you going to make today? Are you really sure you want to do what your heart tells you to do? Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, because in you there is life and hope, and because it is your word that teaches us. Each glass of water of this word that we drink each morning, Lord, not only wets our being, but also produces life. And today I ask you that everyone who is receiving this word can abound in that life and keep his heart in you. because from it, life flows. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time.